Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationships can often be very fraught. More than 33% of daughters-in-law report negative interactions with their spouse's mother. Barbara Feinstein, however, believes it is a relationship that should be nourished and nurtured. Barbara lived on the same property as her mom-in-law for over 30 years and knew her for 50 years. And so she has, I'm sure, very good advice for us. Barbara, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Barbara, tell me a little bit why you think mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationships can be so fraught.
I think that people are very intolerant, disrespectful, unkind, and quick to judge. And I think with a little bit of hard work.
Are you talking about the mother-in-laws or the daughter-in-laws?
Oh, I think it works both ways. I think the most important thing is before the dating process even begins, decide that you're going to like your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law. Make it a conscious decision. And if you want to make it work, you will work. People are multifaceted. There will always be a facet that you don't like and ones that you do like. Concentrate on what you do like. Look for the points that you do like. Zone in and make it work. You have a choice.
You know, it reminds me, when I was kind of thinking about this topic, I thought of all the jokes that I knew about mother-in-law and daughter-in-laws, and none of them are very flattering to either side. But it is a kind of a relationship, and there are many others, where people are brought together that may normally not be together. And because of that, you're kind of forced over a shared love of a common person with nothing really else keeping you together.
If you look for something in common, you'll find something in common. You know, remember number one, the grandchildren. So I tell the mothers-in-law that the daughters-in-law are going to be the gatekeepers of the grandchildren. How often they'll see them, if they'll see them, is up to the daughter-in-law. For that reason alone, be nice.
And if it's not reciprocated? And is it fair? Is it fair for a daughter-in-law to control access to grandchildren?
Life isn't fair. That's the reality. That's how it works, whether you like it or you don't like it. So if you're kind, if you're nice, if you're tolerant, if you try your best, it can work. You know, don't criticize. Don't interfere. Don't drop in unexpectedly at a daughter-in-law. You know, rather phone. Can I come over? When is it convenient? Can I help you? How can I help you? You know, your daughter will be much more forgiving than a daughter-in-law. So don't take liberties. At best, ask.
Let's talk a little bit about boundaries then.
I think it's very important. Number one, in her house, whether it's the mother-in-law or the daughter-in-law, her house, her rules. Right. Respect those rules. If you just have respect for values that are different to yours, and that works for any relationship, it can work. Respect, be kind, be tolerant, be nice. In your house, you're entitled to, and I think you should, put up boundaries. But in your daughter-in-law or mother-in-law's house, respect her boundaries. Just respect.
Barbara, this is probably an unfair question, but I'm going to ask it because this is Chai FM. Do you think that the relationships within Jewish communities, specifically between mothers and their sons, is different possibly than anywhere else?
Probably. You know, my son, the doctor, my son, my son. But it says in Genesis, can't remember exactly offhand, that a man shall leave his father and his mother, and he shall cleave unto his wife. So moms-in-law, hello, he shall cleave unto his wife. He's going to go. He has to go. Let him go.
Okay, so let's go into specifics, okay? Firstly, do you want to talk a little bit about your relationship with your mom-in-law?
We were blessed. Yeah. We were really, really blessed because the chemistry was right from the beginning. And that is a real brocha. You can't change chemistry, but you can always look for some way to make that chemistry work. My mother-in-law always took my part. She made it quite clear that I was always right. She wasn't interested in hearing my husband's side of anything at all, which was wonderful. I could do no wrong. I was only ever, ever made to feel like a daughter. Never, ever like a daughter-in-law. And she never had any daughters. So I think she treated me like the daughter she wished that she could have had. And that was a secret. It was wonderful.
Know, it's so funny because I know many people who have divorced and kept the relationship actually with their mother-in-law, whom they always liked, but never quite the son.
What a shame.
Okay, let's get into it. What would you like from mothers-in-law?
Don't interfere. There's a joke. Cough up, shut up, and wear beige. In other words, stay in the background. Don't give advice unless it's asked for. And just let her know that you're there to help. And ask her, how can I help? Everybody wants to help. Daughters know also. So ask, communicate, be direct, and be nice, be kind.
What do you want from daughters-in-law?
Are you feeling insecure? Are you feeling jealous? Why don't you like your mother-in-law? Have you ever asked yourselves these questions? Are you perhaps very young and insecure? Remember that she loves him too. She did all the hard work. She raised him to be the kind of guy that you wanted to marry. And now she has to let him go. She got him for 20-odd years. You, please God, will get him for 70-odd. Try and put yourself in her shoes. You know, be thoughtful. So encourage your husband. Phone before Shabbos. Hi, Ma, 2 seconds, just wanted to say good Shabbos. Keep those lines of communication open. Include her. And for heaven's sake, don't invite your parents for lunch and your in-laws for tea. They might arrive before the lunch is cleared up.
Oh, okay. So should we talk about broader family relations?
In which way?
In terms of both sets of in-laws.
Well, I think that for the mothers-in-law, you must try and treat your son's children as well as you treat your daughter's children. And often there is a discrepancy in that. So think about it, work on it. And just think. And people don't think.
Barbara, I was actually going to bring in children because everything changes or not when children are born.
The most magical relationship is that between grandparents and grandchildren. If you encourage it and foster it, you as the daughter-in-law, remember that nobody else in the whole world will love your children as unconditionally as you and your own parents do. If you give your children and grandparents the time together, you first of all get free time so you can do what you want. The grandparents get time to treat and nurture the grandchildren, and it also alleviates some of the loneliness that they might be feeling. And the grandchildren get to be spoiled. Now, that is just a magical recipe. Okay, don't overdo it, you know, within reason. But, you know, I watched my children with my in-laws, who lived on the same property, as I said, for over 30 years. And my mom, when my late father died, she moved 2 houses away. So my children literally had grandparents on tap. And the relationship, the bond that they have had with them is just phenomenal. And the biggest tribute to my mom-in-law, who passed away last year at the age of 98 and a half, was this conference call that all my children had from different parts of the world, paying tribute to her, sharing memories. My one daughter wrote a poem. How special was this relationship? Give your children the opportunity to have it. No one else can provide it, only grandparents.
Yeah. Barbara, why is that difference between your daughter's children and son's children?
I wish I knew. Usually mothers are close to daughters, and so they extend that to the grandchildren. Also, the daughters-in-law have a different way of bringing up children. They were brought up in a different environment by their mothers who did what their mothers do, and it's different. Different does not mean better or worse. It just means different. So look at those differences. Embrace those differences. Communicate clearly. That's the bottom line of any relationship. Communicate. You don't like something your mother-in-law does? Ask your son gently. Could she perhaps do A, B, and C instead of X, Y, Z?
Not the daughter-in-law directly.
Better not.
Better not. Okay.
Better not. And the same the other way. You know, my son and daughter-in-law are about to move into our cottage for a couple of months. And the first thing I said to my son, please, if I'm doing anything wrong or my daughter-in-law doesn't like anything, please just tell me. Let's sort it out right from the get-go. And then there are no hard feelings and everybody can just enjoy their lives together.
Barbara, you've spoken publicly about your relationships with mother and mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. If anybody would like to be in touch or hear you talk on this topic, what should they do?
They can call me on my number, 083-260-9194. I'm more than happy to give it to any community, any group of people, whoever. Will be my pleasure. I thoroughly enjoy doing it.
Thank you very much. That was Barbara Feinstein and talking about what can be but shouldn't be fraught mother and daughter-in-law relationships. Thanks so much for joining me.